when we talk or hear of a government shutdown. What does it mean? What is actually happening or not?
Well, not a lot is actually happening. Congress is still showing up and reporting to work. But, you know, as you know, many, many federal programs across the government are shut down. The EPA is shut down. In New Mexico, 11 national parks and monuments are shut down. But at the same time, people are still getting their Social Security checks and Medicare benefits. There are provisions in the law that say, you know, essential services will continue. But there's this whole process they go through to determine which are essential and which isn't. But in general, you know, when you look around Washington, just sort of physically out on the streets, it's a lot quieter. A lot of people are staying home. Again, across federal agencies, people are, lights are out, and they went through this whole shutdown procedure earlier this week on Tuesday when this thing went down. They had to come into the office, go through these procedures, turn off the computers, and leave.
You know, I went to law school in Virginia, and I have a lot of friends who work for the federal government, and it was interesting to see their Facebook posts and other things. They thought they would have X amount of hours, but they ended up having very little time to just get in, get out, grab their plant and a few essential papers.
It was a real scramble, right.
Yeah.
And then they did have to come in, and each agency set up established procedures in the days heading into the shutdown. Here's what we have to do in the checklist. People, like you said, people would literally come into the office. One of my friends works for the Department of Education, said it was, about an hour and a half or something.
Yeah.
They had to get in and get out.
Very brief.
Yeah.